From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Good news for farmers as University of Florida scientists find a way to better control the chili thrips that can make strawberries virtually unmarketable, and it means using less pesticides. MorningAgClips.com reports Florida growers produce about 11,000 acres of fruit each season. With the new biological control method, farmers could save up to 5,000 gallons a year in pesticides that would otherwise be used on the crop. A recent Bloomberg report says China, which consumes half of the world's pork, has a goal to be mostly self-sufficient in pork production. That means it will need more grain imports to feed the world's biggest pig herd. China's ag ministry says the country will maintain a target to produce 95% of their protein at home by 2025. Farm Policy News says the targets will likely bolster overseas purchases of soybeans and feed grains. The joint boards of the equipment dealers, Midwest Southeastern Equipment Dealers, the United Equipment Dealers, and the Western Equipment Dealers Associations have all voted to move forward with a proposal to consolidate the four associations. According to agrimarketing.com, this action is the first step towards consolidating, which requires a vote by dealer members of each association, which should be completed by spring. The consolidation effort was a dealer-led process that started back in October 2018.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.